Hey y'all, what's up? I'm Simone Rose, and you're listening to the Notebooks and Coffee Podcast, where we talk about real life and your mental health. As you know, I'm not a licensed therapist. However, each week I get on here and I share my stories with you all in hopes that I can encourage at least one of you to share yours. That being said, grab your cups and let's talk about it. Y'all, we're not going to talk about me this week. We are going to talk about this whole Will Smith, Chris Rock situation that happened at the Oscars the other day. I had something else I wanted to talk about. However, this has been the talk of the town for the last couple of days. And I feel like everybody's talking about it for different reasons, but nobody's talking about it for the right reasons. I understand the conversation behind protecting your wife, protecting your family, you know, standing up for what you believe in, which whatever you feel is right. I watched it, so I didn't watch the Oscars. First of all, I didn't even know that the Oscars was on. I woke up Monday morning to all these memes in my DM from my friends sending me pictures and videos of the slap. First of all, a lot of us were confused as whether the slap was real or whether it was scripted. I saw the slap and immediately knew that it was real. I don't know if the sound effect from it made me feel like it was more real, but you heard him, like you heard the hand connect to the face. So I was like, that's definitely real. That's not a sound effect. Like that's how it sounds when you get hit in the face in real life. And then I went back and I watched what led up to the slap. And it was a G.I. Jane joke in which apparently Jada didn't think it was funny. Rightfully so. I mean, to make fun of somebody's medical condition is never, it's never a joke. At least not to me anyway. Now, me personally, I don't feel like the G.I. Jane joke was supposed to be as bad as it came off, because let's be very, very clear. Jada Pinkett has been rocking the low haircut for a minute now. We've always seen Jada with short hair. It's just never been as low as the buzz cut until recently. However, she is still very beautiful. And the joke, what I interpreted the joke to be, was because she's beautiful, because she's rocking the hell out of that hairstyle. You know, the G.I. Jane joke kind of just fell out. Now, whether he wrote it, didn't write it, people are saying he didn't write it, I don't know. But I got where he was going with it, and she did not. And because she did not, she took it as an attack on her health. And a lot of people don't know that alopecia is more than just hair loss. Like, it attacks your T cells and your immune system, and it makes you more susceptible to other diseases in some cases. And a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people think alopecia and just automatically think she's losing her hair. And that's it. Alopecia runs in my family heavy. I am one of two, and I say two as a maybe. I'm one of two with long hair in my family that has not, knock on wood, been affected by alopecia. And it took me a really long time to understand why my mother, who is bald, my mother wears wigs, my mother and all my aunts wear wigs because they started to go bald and like really started to lose their hair, kind of like Uncle Phil, like the bald spot at the top and then around the edges or around the rest of their hair. They all have hair. So it took me a while to understand, like, why whenever I talked about cutting my hair, my mother would lose her shit. Like, she would literally be so upset, so mad. Whenever I talk about cutting my hair, mind you, my hair is down to my ass and I keep it up all the time because it's a lot to maintain. However, in learning more about alopecia and learning that it's more than just hair loss, I've leaned to not cutting my hair. One, out of respect for my mother. Eventually, I may snip a little bit, but I don't think I will ever cut it as short as I would like to, because I know my mother struggle. I know my aunt struggle. I know my cousin struggle. And I'm very fortunate to not have to deal with that health issue. However, I got other things that are going on in my life. But I say all of that to say, in the midst of him, Jada and Will receiving the joke, both laughed and then both stopped laughing. And it appeared that Will was laughing a little longer than Jada was initially. And then I think once he realized Jada wasn't having it, he had to act. And the act that he, you know, went with was to smack the shit out of Chris Rock. Everybody's talking about the smack. All the women on Instagram and Facebook, of course, are on that. If you're not protecting me like Will did Jada, I don't want it. Girl, shut up. It's so many, you know how we do. We see things and we run with it, and it's now like we want that protection. Of course, I'm not saying anything to negate the fact that Black women need to be protected. I'm not negating that at all. But we run with shit once we see it. So everybody's running with this narrative of, you know, if you don't react or respond the way Will does, I don't want it. Nobody's talking about where this man was mentally for all of this to happen. If you watch the video, and I've watched the video like 50 times, I'm not gonna lie, like the smack got me initially, like the first 5 to 7 times I watched it, it was because of the smack. The next few times I watched it, it was to actually analyze the video. And nobody's talking about where this man was mentally and how quick his emotions changed. Like, literally, within seconds, he went from laughing to walking up on stage and smacking the shit out of this man and walking back to his chair and yelling, "Keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth." He went from laughing, literally laughing, to violence, to coming back, sitting down and screaming from his chair on stage. The entire audience, however many people, wherever they were, sat, the entire audience was silent. Completely silent. You can hear a pin drop when this man started screaming at the top of his lungs. And nobody's talking about that. Everybody's talking about how he defended his wife. Nobody's talking about the fact that he went from smiling to slapping the shit out of somebody to cussing. Then, after he did all of that, went back to clapping and smiling again. In less than 5 fucking minutes. Then, after all of this happened, went on to receive the award, and he deserved it. I do not take that away from him at all. He deserved this award. But then he went on and gave the speech. And the speech was him in tears. The man was in tears and stated in the speech, and I know not a lot of people caught this because everybody's still worried about the slap. Everybody's still making memes about the slap and getting, you know, Chris Rock taking it like a champ, taking it on the chin and just standing there. Nobody's talking about the fact that he got up on that stage and cried and literally said he's tired of having to act like everything is okay. We saw shifts that happen regularly for all of us in real time on camera.
we experience this on a regular, but for us, like, we tend to downplay our emotions a little better. And because, you know, a lot of us aren't famous, some of us are Insta famous, what is, I think that's the word. But, you know, we don't really talk about the shift that takes place when all of our emotions are literally at bat, just one by one. Each one of them is coming up, whether it is joy, whether it is peace, whether it is anger, whether it is crying, whether it is a mental breakdown. We don't talk about how quick the shift happens. We don't talk about how you hold on to so many different emotions, to everything that's hitting you. Some things hit you like a tractor trailer, but you hold on to it. And you keep taking it, hit after hit after hit after hit. And then when we finally explode, it's at the wrong time. No different than what happened to him. This man has been enduring a lot of shit for the last few years. From people saying he was in an open marriage, which I don't necessarily think bothered him, because, I mean, you do what you do. You swing, you poly, do you, whatever makes you happy. But from him being in an open marriage to his wife, supposedly, I don't know if she cheated, didn't cheat, I don't know. It was, she called it an entanglement, I call it cheating, but whatever floats your boat, that's what happened. And she talked about it publicly. Literally came out and publicly talked about her sexual encounters with another man. And then they had another Red Table Talk episode in which this man broke down and he became a meme. So people already clowned him for his wife stepping out with a much younger man. And then when they did the Red Table Talk, both of them, and I think it ended in, like, we ride together, we die together, bad marriage for life, something crazy. He became a meme. Him crying became a meme. So he's now dealing with that. And for whatever reason, y'all, we have not let this August Alsina shit die at all. Every chance we get, somebody, when Jada is mentioned, August is mentioned. So he doesn't get to live it down. On top of going to the Oscars, and now you got this man talking about your wife. And like I said, I don't negate or take anything away from protecting Black women, but I really don't think it had anything to do with Jada. I really think he was tired. And I think because he looked over at her, he was no longer allowed to laugh, and he had to do something. And when you think about everything that this man has publicly endured because of his wife, because of decisions that both of them have made, he snapped in front of the entire world. So he went from having to uphold this image, this very well put together man, to, I don't want to be the nice guy no more. He literally went from Will Smith, the actor, the rapper, the writer, the producer, the director. He went from Will Smith, the celebrity, the entertainer, to West Philadelphia, born and raised on a playground, is where he spent most of his days. He literally reverted back to that. And everybody watched it happen and made a meme about it. Not realizing, it may be funny to you, but this is still this man's mental health. This man has endured a lot of shit. And to have it play out in front of everybody, that's a lot. That man literally went through every emotion in the fucking book on Sunday. And everybody stuck on the fact that he smacked Chris Rock. He went from being excited to be at the Oscars, laughing, to slapping the shit out of this man, to screaming and cussing, to clapping, to smiling, to crying on stage. I feel like in that moment, in the moment that he slapped Chris Rock, I'm thinking about it. That open hand smack, that was something serious. But in the moment that he slapped Chris Rock, he was the guy from Philly. He was no longer Will Smith, the entertainer. He went back to being West Philadelphia, born and raised. And I honestly feel like he was okay. I think he was okay with it. I think, you know, and I watched videos of the after party. And in the after party, man is holding his Oscar, singing, getting jiggy with it. That used to be my shit when I was little. But he was fine again. And then he came out, and of course, he had to apologize to the Oscars and apologize to the crowd. He apologized to the people at the Oscars, production, whoever put on the Oscars, and then he apologized to the people in the crowd, but not once did that man apologize to Chris Rock. Not one time. And I've read the apology statement a couple times just to make sure that I wasn't tripping, because, you know, I am slightly blind. I got glasses, and sometimes I can't really see out the glasses. So I had to go back and double check a couple times to make sure I wasn't tripping. But nowhere in the apology did he apologize to Chris Rock. And I felt like he wanted to do that. He had reached his boiling point where mentally and emotionally, he had had enough, and he snapped. And instead of snapping at home, behind closed doors, he snapped in front of everybody. And I do think he is apologetic for taking away from the other actors and actresses that were there. I truly think that's what he was apologetic for. I do not think he was apologetic towards Chris Rock, which is why he has yet to apologize to Chris Rock. I truly don't think he give a fuck when it comes to Chris Rock. I think his embarrassment, so to speak, came from that particular moment overshadowing everything else that happened at the Oscars. Because if you notice, ain't nobody talking about nothing else Oscar-related except for the smack. And there are memes of, there are videos of the smack. There are still shots of the smack. And initially, like I said, everybody thought that it was scripted because Chris Rock just stood there. And I don't know that I'm going to stand there with my hands behind my back as you walking up to me and you look angry. And then if you hit me, my reactional response is not to stand there and continue the show. My response is to fuck you up. But I do applaud Chris Rock, because now, not only do you have Will Smith in this interesting mental environment, you now have to think how Chris Rock feels. Because mentally, this Bama got smacked on national TV. He is a meme. He's going to be a meme for the rest of his life. He's a meme in my group chat now, and it ain't even been 48 hours. I'm not even going to lie. But he has to think about and process what happened. And even he said, you know, it was a joke. And like I said, I don't think the joke was meant to be what it was, because, like, she's beautiful. Beautiful. But if you don't know the history of alopecia and you make a joke like that, it becomes insensitive. And I think now he has to question what to say and what not to say. And to me, you can't tell me there's no way that you didn't know, because she's publicly shared her alopecia journey. She shared it. Now, whether he's heard it, I don't know. But to me, there's no way you don't know that. But now I wonder if he's okay mentally. And I also wonder if he's now questioning certain jokes and whether or not you should say or do certain things. I understand being a comedian, like, it kind of gives you a pass. But then again, it kind of, you don't get a pass to joke on somebody's health. I think that is the line in which needs to be drawn when it comes to comedians. People, God rest his soul, people talked about Chadwick Boseman so bad because he had lost so much weight. And then when he died and it came out that he had cancer, those same people that talked so much shit about him were in tears because they didn't know or understand what it was he was dealing with. And I think once you cross that line, whether you are a comedian or just a human in general, once you cross the line of talking about someone's health, you have to be prepared for whatever is to come after that. And maybe you get snapped. Maybe, you know, you lose endorsements. It may be, you know, somebody's people's coming to see about you. You never know what's going to happen. But I really wonder where both men are right now in terms of mentally. Because like I said, I think Will's was a combination of everything. And I truly think it was just, he looked at Jada, he saw her face, and it was time for him to act because of that. Because initially he was fine, but I think once he looked at her, it was a trigger for him and everything else that he had been dealing with in terms of their relationship, in terms of being the butt of everyone's jokes, their relationship being the talk of, you know, everybody for so long. I really think that's what did it, and that's what where he snapped. So it's something to think about. I'm sure once I get off here and I get back on Instagram, if I get on Instagram today, I call myself taking a break. But if I get back on Instagram, I'm sure I'm gonna see different memes. I'm gonna see the videos again. But I really wonder about both guys' mental. And I worry about those who are in similar situations as Will Smith was. And they're letting things build and build and build until they explode. And it is truly one of those situations where I hope they explode at home, where you can scream and yell and break shit in your own house versus being in public and letting the public decide what type of person you are. I've been there where I've let things build up inside of me. I never flipped out publicly though, but I have flipped out in the house. I have snapped on people that are closest to me, but not publicly. So yeah. We'll see. We're going to see how this plays out in the next few days, because I'm sure this is going to be the talk of the week. It is only, Tuesday? Yeah. It's only Tuesday, and I feel like we're going to be talking about this at least till Sunday. I'm hoping. Lord knows. I'm hoping it dies down by Thursday around noon. But it's going to go on all week. So I'm curious to see where everybody lands and how they move on from this. But that's all for now. I'll catch y'all next week.